Well, folks, when you're sitting with Mr. Don Wallace at Dry Creek Vineyard, my first thought is Zinfandel. Now, I've learned today that your white wines are pretty special, or even over-the-top special. And after talking to you, I'm hungry. We haven't even had a red wine. We did get into the rosé. But I wanted to spend a little bit of time here on the Heritage Vine Zinfandel, because that's really something that your winery went and did, and it was quite a complex operation to do.
Process. Yeah, when this vineyard was planted, there really wasn't any good planting materials for Zinfandel. The local farmers just did grafts off of existing grapevines. So they'd plant rootstocks and then go to their favorite vineyard and take selections from there. The problem with that, by doing it that way, you were transferring any virus that was in the grapevine into the new vineyard. So what we did over 9 years is we did a field selection. So we propagated the vines, let them grow for 3 years, went into that block, selected the healthiest looking vines again, or I like to say the least likely to be photographed for Sunset Magazine, because they're not all orange and red and everything, and then rebuttered them. And we did that 3 times in the 9th year of this process of isolating this selection for us. It was originally the old Mazzoni farm over here on Canyon Road, I believe, is where it was back in those days.
That's quite a process.
Yeah, it was a long process, but it turned out, as you can taste, yummy. I liken good Zinfandel, and I don't like overripe wines. Somewhere in my childhood, I must have been made to eat raisins and prunes because I hate them. I want to taste raspberries and you know all the other beautiful fruit characteristics that Zinfandel has, and when blended with Petit Sirah, the nice spicy tones, which this wine is blended with Petit Sirah, and then barrel fermented and in a combination of primarily American oak, because it's the wine is so lush that those vanilla tones from American oak really work super well. But there's some French oak and some Hungarian oak in this as well. Kim and I, it's our least expensive red wine that we produce. And Kim and I probably drink this wine more than any other wine that we produce at the winery.
I would say that it's a very friendly, food-friendly wine, and 21 vintage, a beautiful one.
Yeah, I keep giving you, but my favorite thing is, I call them.
You got a lot of favorites.
Yeah, lamb lollipops. So, you know, those little racks of lamb done on the barbecue with this wine. But again, something out of heaven.
Well, I want you to let me know when this food is on the grill, okay? Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Doc.